I want Nick, Nick Odom to come back on and talk about core commitment number 7, the international convention, because you're going there. I mean, a number of your crew's going there. A number of you are earning bonuses. You have, I know in the past 24 hours, because I let people know about the tickets, y'all bought, you registered, pre-registered 7 people just in the past 24 hours. So, Nick Odom, let me go to you to talk about core commitment number 7.
Perfect. Well, I'm so, so excited to talk about this core commitment because for me, an international convention literally changed my life with my previous company. I have to tell you guys that this may be the most important day of the entire year, the most important weekend of the entire year if you are pursuing a dream or a goal to change your life. If you want to take your life to another level, if you want to take your income to another level, if you want to grow your team, if you want to sell more memberships, if you want to be happier, this is the most important event, the most important weekend of the entire year. I want to share a quick story with you guys about my experience going to a convention that was held in Las Vegas. And, you know, up until the 2 days before this convention, I had a plane ticket booked, the hotel was locked in, I was ready to go, excited for the convention. And 2 days before the convention, I got a call from someone on my team that said, I don't have enough money for a plane ticket, I'm not going to be able to make it to convention. And I remember, and I was flying with my buddy Parker, and I remember looking over at Parker when I got this call, and I said, Chuck, we'll drive with you. We'll get a car and we'll drive to Las Vegas. Now, keep in mind, I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. That's a 36-hour drive. Parker, of course, is shaking his head like, no, don't do that, don't do that. Do not tell him we'll do that. Sure enough, Chuck goes, really? You'll drive with me? He said, great. We got a car, hopped in, and left literally that day and drove 40 hours straight through the night swapping off drivers to get to a convention in Las Vegas in time for it to start. And the fourth passenger in our car was a guy named Nick. And that event, Nick could not have attended if he didn't ride with us. That event completely changed Nick's life. He went from having an employee mindset to having an entrepreneur mindset, changed his income drastically, 3 or 4 times his income that same year. Changed his business, changed his mindset, changed the person that he is because of that event. So the reason I tell you that story is because this event is so important that I'm telling you, you need to do whatever it takes to get you and your team there. You will literally be letting your friends down. You will be letting their lives not be changed by not bringing them. You cannot afford to not attend this event. It is the most important event of the entire year. And I hope to see all of you there. That's, you know, core commitment number 7, attend the international convention. John, I'll pass it back to you.
Thank you, Nick. I mean, I just I want to just reiterate to everybody, and it's not – I mean, the international convention is that important. But this international convention, our company is in momentum. And – the company, I promise you, the company is going to explode as we come out of that event. And you want to always engage in leveraged activities. When you get to an event, you're leveraging the training of the best in the world. You're getting to see them. When you get your team members to the event, you're leveraging them getting excited about a company that can change their lives and your life. So what Nick has told you, this particular one for Legal Shield, I think, is going to be a game changer for the company. So that being said, I'm going to now go back to Sean Ball. Now, Sean, you've been reading the book of the month. I want you to tell people what it is and then give a very short review of chapter 7 through the end.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so May's book of the month is Brian Carruthers himself, Building an Empire. I've read several books on the industry. This is by far my favorite. And when John told me he wanted me to talk a little bit about chapter 7, I went back and I looked and I had a big smile on my face because I was like, I know exactly what to say about this chapter. So there's two main things that I picked up. I want to spend about 90 seconds on. The first being right at the beginning, it's titled What Separates Top Earners from Average Networkers, you know, and that's not a hard thing to distinguish, you know. Just look at the percentages wise when it comes to the top earners in this industry. And one thing that I had total complete discernment about is this, that the simplicity of this business model is very often overlooked. It's so simple that it is mostly overlooked by everybody. Right? Einstein even said there is genius in simplicity. Okay, so I think that's, you know, for me, what I took away from that chapter is the main thing that separates them is being able to take a very simple idea and business model that's duplicatable and how easily that's overlooked by the masses of people. And then the second thing is that these top earners, because I've had the opportunity to get around, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner and Justin and them, and it's been an absolute pleasure. And what one thing I've taken away is that they are true masters of the basic fundamentals. All right, so we can talk just real briefly. There's a handful of basics that you should know like the back of your hand, like this should be unconscious in your mind. I believe the first one alone can get you whatever you want, and that's your why. Why is it that you would want to build this business? Second thing is the list. Third thing is launching an event correctly. Fourth thing is mastering an invite. Five is managing expectations on your team. And six, and number six is reading books, personal development, a trifecta of events, audio CDs, and books. That is, you know, what I took away from chapter 7. And then lastly, there's a section on goal setting. And I wanted to drive home one thing about goal setting. And if you have a pen and paper, I'll definitely write this down. And it's a simple sentence. It's the end result is clear for these top earners. They have an absolute clear picture in their mind of what it's going to be like once they hit their goal, right? Okay, so if you talk to Nick Odom or Justin Peterson, they know exactly the money, their bonus money is already spent. And we kind of joke about it sometimes because they know exactly what they're going to do with what they earn. It's an awesome feeling to get around those guys. And also, like John says, It is these top earners' disposition to create things in their life. And John, that's all I got right now, and I appreciate you letting me come on and talk about it.
All you got is more than we can all probably put to use. I mean, great stuff. Now, before I say anything else, if you don't have a pen and paper in your hand right now, or you don't have a recorder that you can turn on, you need to grab a recorder or figure out how to turn the recorder on your phone and grab a pen and a piece of paper, because you're about to get a training that I promise you, you'll be telling others about for the next week. Let me repeat that. You're about to hear a training that's going to knock your socks off, and you're going to want notes. Justin Peterson is a phenomenal individual. To be as young as he is, he understands the need for planning. He understands the need for hard work. He understands the need for gathering great people around him like Lee and like Nick and like Sean and like the rest of his team you've been hearing about on this call tonight and who have been advancing the ranks and being top producers that you've heard on this call tonight, and many others. He understands the basics, and he understands having a clear goal in mind. He's about to tell you how they're doing it. And so you're going to want to listen. If you're a sports enthusiast, you're going to love this. Everyone, Justin Peterson.
Hey, John, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Good deal, good deal. I was a little nervous before getting on this call because I'm actually in Cullowhee, North Carolina, famous for the mountains, and everybody that I'm talking to doesn't have cell service anywhere. And so right before the call, I lost all the bars, and so I called two or three people and said, hey, can you hear me? And they said, yeah. So I just want to make sure I'm about to get on a conference call. So hopefully my service stays intact. This is what I want to talk to you guys about. I'm really excited about this. 36 days, 2 hours, 35 minutes, 23 seconds is exactly how long we have left until the clock strikes 12 midnight on June 30th. 36 days, 2 hours, 35 minutes, and now about 15 seconds till then. John told me a quote that said, pressure is a privilege. And whatever's giving you that pressure is adding value to your life, because otherwise you wouldn't feel pressured by it. So if you feel pressure with this countdown clock, with the goals and the dreams and the bonuses and everything that you're working on right now, that's a privilege. That's a really big deal. You know, if you're going for these big bonuses and you have these goals going into convention, I want you to feel grateful, because there are literally millions of people around the country and around the world who would trade everything for the position that we're in right now. Let that soak in, because that's a reality. Okay, so at this point, I kind of visualize all of us, you know, in the performance family, in Legal Shield, kind of huddling up on the sidelines, all right? So I imagine the coach bringing out the whiteboard to call the next play. And so what I want to go over in 10 simple points is what that play is going to look like for us in Legal Shield. Point number one, know the score and know the time. If you've ever heard me doing a training on how we do a business blitz on my team, the number one thing that we do is know the score, aka how many memberships, how many rank advancements, you know, how many associates, how many ranks of whatever it might be. You have to do like exactly to the T 100% what you have to do in order to hit your goal. And then exactly, like I said earlier, how much time you have to hit it. And you might be thinking to yourself, that's so basic. Like, I know June 30th, that's how long we have to do it. Guys, we now have 36 days, 2 hours, 32 minutes, and 7 seconds. Like, a lot of time has already gone by, and it makes a difference. And so everybody who's on this call tonight, especially my team, is on this call investing this time because they know that it's leveraged time spent. In fact, it's not even spent, it's invested. All right, so know the score, know the time. I love the Zig Ziglar quote that says, how can a man hit a target he cannot see? Better yet, how can he hit a goal he does not have? So know the goal crystal clear. Point number two, don't be afraid to lean on your team captains in the clutch. They've trained for times like these. So for Legal Shield, I mean, don't be afraid to use your uplines and keep them busy. Okay, they'll let you know if they can't handle something. I promise you that. Otherwise, they can't take the shot if you don't pass them the ball. So don't think, especially for the newest person on the team, don't think that you're ever being a bother for calling up line. You know, I always tell the newest person, especially somebody who's really eager to get started, I say, look, if your name pops up on my phone, I get excited because that means that our team, our business is growing. So don't be afraid to pass the ball. To your captain in the clutch. Let them take that last second shot because they've trained for that. Okay, they have the C on their jersey for a reason. It's a team business, not a go it alone business. Point number three: do not focus on missed shots. And on top of that, don't think in reverse. If we did a training on like the fastest way to fail in Legal Shield, worrying about missed shots, worrying about the rejections and the no's would probably be like the number one tip, I'd say. Okay? But since we're here to succeed, do the opposite. Like, literally spend no time at all thinking about a no. Okay? So most of these analogies are basketball themed. I'm not even the biggest basketball fan, but for some reason all the analogies seem to fit in that sport. So think about if you go up for a layup, you miss a layup, okay, and the other team gets the ball. What's the first thing you have to do? You have to immediately run back and get on defense. And for us, we have to immediately run back to our list to set up the next exposure. Otherwise, we're giving the other team or we're giving our failures more of an advantage. And we can't do that. Point number four, especially in the final seconds, And again, in my head, these analogies I'm going through, it's like we're in the final few minutes, okay, even though we have 36 days. If you think about how long we've had, especially most of the people, you know, on this call have been in Legal Shield for quite a while, okay? And with the time counting down for, you know, the end of the month, just a couple of days, and between now and the end of bonus period, these are kind of like the final seconds. And in my mind, it's game seven. Like, everything's on the line. Point number four is you can't rest your starters, and don't be afraid of injuries. Okay? Don't rest your starters, and don't be afraid of injuries. And I'll tell you this, and I'm kind of sorry to say, but not really, but if you're on this call tonight, you are a starter. Okay? You guys are in the game, because there's hundreds of people, and across the country there's thousands of people who are quote-unquote in Legal Shield and are not on this call. Okay? We all can think of a lot of people who are not on this call. You guys have already set yourself apart from the rest of the team just by investing a few minutes, okay, of your night, of your week to be here. Okay? So what that means for you guys is no water breaks. We've got to go all in, all right? If you get tired, if you get fatigued, we got to pony up. We got to cowboy up. It's time to focus, all right? So what I mean by that is that three-way call, or even just that call to a prospect that you know you need to make, but you had to work late and traffic was horrible and the kids need help with their homework and the house needs cleaning, or you know, you missed your workout, or and you've got an early morning. That call, now we make that call. We don't miss that call. There's no time for a water break right now. That event that we have to drive across town, or for me, across the state for, okay, whenever, I don't know, a glass of wine with your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband and wife is just kind of screaming your name, that event, we don't skip that event. Right now is not the time to skip that event, okay? And what do I mean by don't be afraid of injuries? Again, basketball, like, throw your body out of bounds to save the ball. Like, plant your feet, take the charge, okay? In Legal Shield, call your chicken list. There's so many people, even me, I have people that right now I'm thinking of in my head right now that I have yet to call that I will be calling over the next 36 days. There's no excuse for not doing it. We just have to take the risk, okay? Call the family members who haven't been, like, the most supportive. You know, we all have those who aren't the most positive. Put yourself out there for the big rejections. Because if they aren't big rejections, they're big successes. If there's ever a time to take a risk, guys, if there's ever a time for you to put yourself out there, now's the time. It's like you're waiting for that excuse. You know, you're waiting for that reason, like, okay, well, whenever this happens, then I'll call that person. Now's the time. This is that time, all right? So don't be afraid. Just put yourself out there, okay? And as a disclaimer, guys, okay, and sometimes I always have to do this during my trainings because I'll get a little into it, get a little passionate. I just want to give you a reminder that the training and the suggestions that I'm giving you right now, this doesn't apply to, like, every single day in your Legal Shield business, okay? Don't get me wrong. Just like, you know, the season opener, you don't see LeBron James throwing himself into the crowd risking an injury. That's irresponsible. You got to save yourself, okay? But these are unusual circumstances, okay? Company's been around for 44 years. They've never done incentives as big as this. I see Legal Shield as like that team that's been around for a long time. You know, it's like we always make it to the playoffs. We're always a great challenge. The whole league respects us. You know, we're good sports, but we haven't won a national championship in a little while. And right now, we're in the final minutes of bringing a trophy home. It's like like John Gardner said, we've got the momentum. The crowd's on their feet. It's like everybody's chanting our names. There is no excuse for us to lose focus or get tired right now. I'll share with you my vision, okay? And I share this with my team, and I think a lot of people on my team have the same vision. Have you ever pulled your phone out to show a friend a picture, and you're all excited about it? Here, check this out. Look, this was my last vacation, or this is the new car I got, or check this out. This is my new granddaughter, whatever it may be, okay? I envision me pulling my phone out, pulling up a picture of me and my team all crowded around, people in the front row holding up these big Happy Gilmore checks with bonuses on them. And I'm going to look at him and say, this is my friend, this guy right here with blonde hair. His name is Ben Notini. He's holding up a $40,000 check. He's been in business for 4 months. This guy right here, his name is Jeremy Hux. He hit executive director. He's holding up a $51,000 check. This guy right here, his name is Kalen. He's holding up a $24,000 check. These are all my boys. Like, I can call him up. You know, like, you want to talk to Kalen? Oh, he's the man. He's the greatest at selling. He's really into B2B. Like, look at this, right? It's, like, tangible. It's real. I can see it in my head. And I can see everybody else on my team pointing at that same picture. There is going to be one picture, and whenever it's taken, we're just going to know. There's going to be one picture that changes everything for us. And now's the time to make that happen. Point number five, no trick plays late in the game. No trick plays. No fancy, crazy throwing up trash. No trick plays late in the game. Call the plays that work. All right? I have an all caps with stars and two underlines underneath these next two words. The system. The system has worked for 44 years, so don't abandon it in the last seconds. All right? The system is the system is the system. It's proven. It works. Rely on it. Trust in it, okay? Do what you've done in practice. Use the tools. Use the videos. Use the PBRs, the three-way calls. Don't try to take on the other team all by yourself, okay? You'll lose. I promise you'll lose. Use the tools that we have. Point number six. This one's crucial, too. Call timeouts at the right time, okay? Call timeouts at the right time. When in doubt, call a timeout. When in doubt, call your mentor. Don't lose an opportunity. Don't lose an opportunity to tack on some points or memberships or whatever it may be, enrollments, because you panicked. All right, consult the coaches who can guide you objectively. Consult your upline ED, the person who got you in the business. Cross anybody who you know you can rely on to give you objective, good advice, and trust their advice. Okay, because your win's their win. That's the beauty of this business, okay? That's where nobody else can touch us, all right? Because I know that if Sean Ball achieves his goals, I achieve my goals too. That's why I'm in Cullowhee, North Carolina, working with one of his teams. You know, that's why I'm going to drive 5 hours back tonight to get home to wake up and do events tomorrow in Raleigh before I fly to St. Louis on Friday. It's like you sacrifice now, okay? Because you know if you can help somebody else hit their goals, then you hit yours, okay? So trust their advice. Your win's their win, like I said. They've been there before, okay? And also, just think about it. They didn't get the position or the rank that they have by doing the wrong things consistently. The advice they're going to give you is from experience that allowed them to make the money and have the success, the admiration, all those things. It's what made them the person that you thought about to call them in the first place. So it's kind of like whenever a parent gives their kid advice and the kid's like, oh, mom, dad, you don't really know. It's different now. And the parent's like, you have no idea. You know what I mean? It's like, no, it's not, right? It's a different time, different people, different names. It's the same thing. It's everything. History repeats itself, okay? So whenever you get advice from your upline, just take it. Just do what they tell you to do. I promise you it'll save you so much time. Point number seven. This is a big one for me because I really think that this next point is so critical and so often overlooked. Point number seven is be in constant contact with your starting five, okay? And really, you know, the starting five part was just kind of to continue the analogy, be in constant contact with your key people, your key players. It doesn't have to be five, all right? That's not a magic number, okay? But, you know, again, if you think about a basketball game, like after every player shoots a foul shot, what does he do? Takes a step forward, high fives the two people on the line, takes a step back, high fives the two people behind them. You know, you're constantly in contact. You're constantly, you know, re-energizing, showing support. You say, hey, I got your back. Hey, you got this, man. Great shot. Or, hey, you'll get it next time. You know, whenever I don't know if Duke apparently is a controversial team, but, you know, I live in Raleigh. Durham's right down the road. Duke always does a really good job. Every time there's just a free, like, 5 seconds, they huddle up real fast, they say something, and then they break up and they continue, okay? Every spare second you have, every second you have the rest, if you're in the car traveling to an event with somebody on your team, okay, take advantage of that time, all right? Take advantage of that time, and whenever you're sitting down, you know, I told Nick the other day, it's like we're so engaged all the time that whenever we sit on the couch and we take a deep breath, all right, use that time to send a text to somebody, even if it's something as simple as, you know, hey, John, I have a feeling that this week's going to be a really big week for you, man. As long as it's genuine, just do it, okay? It takes no extra time. Just send the text. Be in constant contact with everybody, okay, whether they're your key players or the newest people. And sometimes the newest people is most important. Again, disclaimer, right, these are unusual circumstances. So typically my suggestion would be, you know, don't let 48 hours to 72 hours go by without touching base with your key people. But at this point, you know, my genuine advice is don't let a day go by. I talk to my key people at least once a day. I usually give them a call every day, and I send them a text, okay? And what's great is that I don't hear from them a lot because they're so engaged. I always get it like my guy Ben. He's going for the $40,000 bonus, and, man, he is just lined up to hit it, okay? He always texts me like 5 minutes later, hey, I'll call you back. And then he never does. But I know that on our 10 o'clock accountability call that he's hit all of his goals. I know he's engaged. But as a leader, okay, just talking to, you know, the starting roster, it's so important that you make sure that everybody on your team, okay, that you're thinking about them and you're there to help, okay? And think about it like look at what we have in front of us, okay? To keep the pace that we need to keep and to maintain the level of energy that we need for the rest of this bonus period, it can be exhausting, okay? So kind of a sub point, maybe 0.7, 0.5 here, all right, is that if you're giving 100% and everybody around you is not giving 100%, okay, or if you're giving 100% and you feel like you're the only one, it's easy to give up, okay, because you feel lonely. You're like, man, I'm doing everything I can. Nobody else is doing anything, or at least that's what you're perceiving. It's easy to give up. But understand this point. While you may very well be giving your 100%, the rest of the team may not see that unless you effectively communicate it, you know? But let me be more specific, okay? And I really hope you guys get this point, all right? Okay? There's a difference. You're sharing with your team that you're engaged and you're productive, not showing off. It's a strategy, not a show, okay, if that makes sense. So for me, I post all the time that, you know, I'm in different cities or, you know, I give a shout out to this person I did an event with. I'm showing that I'm engaged. I'm showing that I'm productive. I'm showing admiration and celebration for people's accomplishments. And that implies that I'm obviously engaged. I don't have to say, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm engaged. I'm driving here. I'm doing these events. It's an illustration of your production, okay? It's a strategy, not a show. Point number 8. Drown out the crowd. Okay, drown out the crowd. The noise, the music, the taunting, the chanting. Likewise, the concerts, the birthday parties, the happy hours, the season finales, the beach trips. They're all distractions. Amateurs get distracted, guys. Professionals keep the focus. And just like a player, you know, playing against an opposing crowd, all right, the people in your life, trust me, you guys probably know this, but the people in your life, they'll do the best they can to throw off your concentration. But we can't be upset by that. It's a part of the game. It's just imagine if a player lines up for a free throw, and then he dribbles the ball a couple times, he looks up, and all of a sudden, he puts the ball, you know, in between his arm and his side. And he's like, what in the world? He gets all upset at the people waving their arms behind the goal and, like, holding up those signs on sticks. And he's, like, complaining to the ref, like, this is ridiculous. Like, they're trying to distract me. I'm not going to shoot. I'm going to protest. I'm not going to shoot until they all be quiet. Well, that would be comical. It would be SportsCenter's top 10 worst number one for the rest of the year. It's like, bro. You made it to the league because you can drown out the crowd. You're a professional. The distractions are part of the game, okay? You can't be surprised by that. You can't be thrown off by that, you know? And it's the same thing with us, you know? You don't make the big bucks by losing focus, okay? You make the big bucks by making the memberships, despite people saying you're never going to make money in that thing. You know, you win the championships by shooting those free throws despite people taunting you, okay? If you want to hit the bonuses, if you want to hit your big goals, you know, you're not going to make it to ED if you can't turn down drinks on a Friday night, guys. You know, there's no way you're going to hit the goals you want if you can't miss watching Netflix after a long day at work. If it was easy, everybody would do it. That's why we have the opportunity to make such ridiculous incomes, is because what's easy to do is easy not to do. And it's easy to put off a call till the next day. It's easy to do that. And it's understandable that you're tired with all the demands that we have on us throughout our life, especially in the society we live in America today. It's understandable that you just want to kick your shoes off, you know, and lay down on the couch, take a deep breath, and drink a glass of wine. It's understandable, okay? But it's also understandable that 90% of people have the results of everybody else because they're also understanding, okay? It's the ones who are not understanding who get those outrageous results, okay? That's why there's such a small percentage of the world who live such amazing lives. It's because they don't accept those small excuses. They just push through despite them. Point number nine. Stay on track here. Point number nine. Free throws win championships. I said it earlier. Point number nine is free throws win championships. Let me talk to those people on the call who might not be shooting for the big bonuses or the big ranks, or they don't have, you know, these big time, you know, stretch goals. Okay. For those of you on the call, please. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart, and I speak on behalf of everybody who does have these big goals. Okay. It's nothing more than a collection of a bunch of smaller accomplishments.
Justin, we lost you.
Justin. Are you there? Okay, somebody, Nick, if you text Justin to hang up and call straight back in, he should be able to get back in. We just lost him on point number nine. And Elizabeth, if you could do that too. I've been talking to Justin, and that point nine is, he's going to say it so much better than I could ever say it. But everybody matters. It is the one point, the two points that win championships. And it's not the fellow that maybe hit the 60 points. It's that last point or two. We all matter. We are all vital to winning. And you are a part of the big picture. And so know not only that as you support the team, when your time comes, when you decide to step up to the plate, the team will also support you, because that's what this is about, is helping each other. Okay, great. I just got a text that Justin being asked to call back in. I'm glad he explained it the first, that he's in a bad area. We'll give him just
a John.
Minute. Okay, you're back
me?
And you're clear. You take back over point number nine because I was slaughtering it.
I can't believe that happened. I haven't moved. Like, I haven't moved an inch since we started. Just AT&T decided that it didn't want to help me out here. So I'm on somebody else's phone. So shout out to Jimmy. Appreciate you, brother. Okay, so point number nine. I just got two more points, all right? I hate that I lost my momentum. Let's get it back. Okay, there was an unexpected TV timeout here in this game we got going on.
Okay.
All right, point number nine. Point number nine.
Win championship.
Yes, sir. Free throws win championship. So this is where I was getting deep. I was talking to the people who don't have these big audacious goals, okay? And I was saying that, and I actually don't know where we left off, but I was saying that big accomplishments are nothing more than a collection of a bunch of smaller accomplishments, okay? And so for those of you who are just getting started and your goal is to fast start qualify, okay, your goal is to hit senior associate, performance club qualify. Your goal is just to get that first membership. You play a huge role in somebody else's dream coming true or not. I want you to think about that, okay? You play a huge role in everything that people will be celebrating, all these big announcements and congratulations and the checks and the pictures like I talked about. you, the newest person just making that one first membership and breaking the ice, that's a free throw. You know, that's somebody subbing in for LeBron James to give him a breather, okay, and making a layup in the 2 minutes you're on the court. That one layup, like, that can be what wins the game. So I want you to know, and I was saying that on behalf of everybody who does have these big goals, that you are so valued right now. You don't even understand because you don't get the recognition that you need. But everybody on the team together wins the championships. So sidetrack to a hockey analogy real fast. Bear with me, okay, for any hockey fans. You know, and if you don't know this fact, it's a really, really, really cool fact about the sport. If a team wins a Stanley Cup, everybody, the coaching staff, the people who check the tickets, the box office ladies and guys, the concession stands, the parking attendants, the security, the janitors, they get a Stanley Cup ring. And it's not because they haven't done anything. It's because that production, okay, that accomplishment literally could not have happened if it wasn't for everybody. So they all get a ring. And I wish that we could do that in Legal Shield, because that's just how it works. And side note to all the people that I'm talking to who are leaders on teams, please, for goodness sake, don't forget that. Because you can achieve, you know, these big ranks, and you can get rich in Legal Shield by not appreciating your team. But listen to me say this. You will never keep that rank. You will never keep those riches. You will never keep a respectable career if you do not appreciate the smallest, newest, beginning person on your team, because you are nothing without your team. I saw Garth Brooks, who's my favorite singer in the world, in Raleigh a couple months ago, and at the end of his song, the last song in his encore, he walks around and he looks at the crowd and he says, "Thank you for my career, thank you for my life." And it just hit me, because that's so true. If it wasn't for everybody in those crowds paying for, you know, his music and his concert tickets, not only would he not have a career, he wouldn't have his life. Who we know Garth Brooks to be today would never exist without them. And the Brian Carruthers and Darnell Selfs and John Elizabeth Gardners of Legal Shield, they will say this. They would not be who they are without their team. So remember that as we're going for these goals, that all the small, the brand new, they aren't small, okay? I apologize for even calling them small, but that 1 in 2 membership sale, okay? Those are huge deals. They're huge deals, okay? So point number 10 is that we deserve this. We deserve this, guys. Everybody on this call, don't let your pre-existing mental programming, okay, don't let you know your old way of thinking or your unjustified expectations of what your future is supposed to be scare you into thinking that you don't deserve the opportunity that we're literally living through right now. I don't want you to get intimidated, you know, by the weight of the big banner goals. Just focus on one point. Focus on one exposure at a time, one membership at a time. Okay? Because this company, I mean, truthfully, can let all of your dreams come true, period, all of them. You just have to let it. The momentum that we're experiencing right now, guys, it's like it just doesn't come around every day. And leadership like Jeff Bell doesn't come around every day. Revolutionary products like the My Legal Shield app doesn't come around every day. And I'll close with this. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity doesn't come around every day. It comes around once. So please, for me, for the team, for the company, all right, for everybody in the industry watching us, for everybody in your family watching you, for everybody all around the world watching what we are creating right now, embrace the moment. Let's bring home a championship, guys. John, Elizabeth, thank you a ton for letting me be on this call. It was a pleasure. That's all.
Thank you, Justin. It was fabulous, fabulous training. I've got 4 pages of notes at this point, and I hope all of you do Elizabeth, anything before we close it out?
Well, I just thank you. Justin, I have notes as well. Some of the things you talked about tonight were just so powerful. I think they will change the way I operate in the future, and that's always exciting to me. 17 years in, when I can hop on a call and learn something new, and be, have a fresh perspective on what I've been doing for 17 years, it is always exciting to me. So I appreciate you, your continued leadership and your continued contribution. Frank and Teresa, do y'all have anything?
I would love to thank everybody that participated tonight. I think every single contributor did fantastic. And I will tell you, Justin, these 10 points are a picture to me of running after it. You described a 90-day run to me in deeper ways than I've ever heard it described. Because you said this yourself, you're not like this all the time, but this is a time. And I believe that we have to sacrifice today. We have to sacrifice those concerts, the beach trips, and things like that. Honestly, if we want to have success tomorrow, and you guys and gals on this new team, you are exemplifying running after it and being serious about it and accomplishing it. So it is just, we're proud to have you as a part of the team. Thank you so much for your contribution tonight.
Yeah, and this is Frank. I want to just echo and say I agree with everything that's been said. And I'd also like to give a little counsel on this, that if you're on this phone, you have probably one or two or maybe a dozen or maybe hundreds of people or thousands of people who were not on this call. But this call has been recorded, and here's my counsel. Do everything you can tonight to text out to have people listen to this call, because this may be one of the finest calls I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. And we will have it up on our website, and so we'll capture it. And I really think that should be done on the national stage at the convention. Justin, congratulations. Your insight and your wisdom is shown up big time. And what you've done in the past to get here, you're seeing the fruits of your labor. So congratulations to all of you. And I get your team, if you really want to leverage it, the knowledge on here, don't sit on it, share it. That's it. Back to you, John.
May I get the replay number?
Please give us the replay number.
All right, y'all, write it down. It's almost like the number you dialed. It's very close. 701-801-1229. The last digit instead of a zero is a 9. That's your replay number. You'll press pound for the most recent call, which this will be all week long. And I do want to let you know that you need to check out the next book of the month, since we concluded this incredible book by Brian Carruthers tonight. The next one is going to be the 80-20. And I think Ms. Gardner has done some trainings on the 80-20 rule and the 80-20 book. It's the 80-20 principle by Richard Koch, is going to help us all accomplish really a lot of what Justin was talking about tonight. We've got to focus on the right things. So anyway, great call. Thank you, everybody.
And Teresa, just to confirm, 701-801-1229 is the replay number, and then they'll hit pound. Will they have to enter any code numbers after that?
No, they will not. I don't think so. But if they do, okay. You've got the meeting ID. You might need the meeting ID, which is the same one. That's not going to change.
All right. And the meeting ID you called in on, ladies and gentlemen, is the same for this number. So we'll go from there. Thank you so much.
John? Justin,
yes,
if you get a chance, Frank, a coin. How about giving me a call? If you don't have my number, John will give it to you.
I'll text it to you right now, Justin.
Okay, right.
Y'all have a great night. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the call. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.